Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the show. So today I am going to set the record straight about my sexuality. I've been wanting to do an episode about this for a long time now because, you know, it's just an everyday thing that I encounter in my life. That's all that people seem to care about, or even dare I say worship, is sex. Everywhere I look, sex. Sex on TV, sex on the radio, sex in people's conversation, just sex on billboards, just sex all around me. And I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm just not interested in sex. I am setting the record straight. I am telling you, and I want the whole world to know. Obviously, I want the whole world to know because I'm putting it on Spotify that I don't care about sex. And I know you don't understand that because, okay, let me go back. I know you don't understand that, and I know you don't believe me when I say that I don't care about sex, because that's all that you can think about, pretty much. Because it's like I said at the beginning, everything in this world revolving around sex, you know, is everywhere. People kill for sex and steal for sex and do all these things for sex. Well, and money too, but sex, I'm telling you, it's crazy. You know, people, they disown their children and abuse their children for sex. It is insane the things that people will do for sex. But yet I am the crazy one because I'm not interested in sex, and because you can't understand why I'm not interested in sex. But before we get into why I'm not interested in sex, I'm gonna let you know that I know that you are consumed by sex. You know how I know? Because I wasn't always saved. I wasn't always born again. The Holy Spirit had not yet done the work in my heart to deliver me from the sexual desires that I was in bondage to. Look at the words I'm using. Bondage. It is bondage. You're in bondage. I was in bondage. I'm going to talk about myself because, see, I know if I keep saying you, you're going to take it personal. So I'm going to talk about me. So let's talk about me because I'm setting the record straight, remember? So I was in bondage to sex. Yep, I sure was. I wasn't always saved. I wasn't always born again. And I was in bondage to sex. I would have sex with a total stranger. I wasn't in my right mind. Obviously, if I would lay down and have sex with a total stranger, were you like, well, what's wrong with that? And he fine and blah, blah, blah. Okay, check this out. I don't know him. He's a stranger. I'm sharing the most intimate part of myself with somebody I don't even know. I don't know if he has a mental problem. I don't know if he has a sexually transmitted disease. I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he's a serial killer. I don't even know if he even really likes me. But yet, oh, wait a minute. Let me keep going. I don't know if he is abusive to women, whether it be verbally or physically, but yet here I am laying down with this man to share one of the most, well, not one of, the most intimate part of myself with this stranger. Because I'm telling you what, sex, you can't get no more intimate than that. You, as a woman, you are allowing someone into your body, your temple. And as a man, you are entering someone's temple. You are entering someone's body. And so, yeah, I was crazy and not in my right mind, just like other people doing that, thinking, you know, that that is what I'm supposed to do. You know, this is the accepted thing amongst society. And it's no wonder I was all messed up in the head. You know, I've been sleeping with these people who don't care nothing about me. So yeah, no wonder I had low self-esteem and whatever it is that was going on in my heart and in my mind. Because here I am, I have given the most precious thing about myself to somebody who I don't know and that doesn't care anything about me, and is going to go and tell all his friends the whore that I am. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. I should be called a whore if I'm doing that. Yep. Ain't no sense in getting mad at the truth. Ain't no sense in getting mad at the truth. So yeah. Yeah. I know what you're going through because I've been there. And I did that. And so, you know what? I ain't gonna be ashamed that I wanted to be free from it. Because that is no way to live. That's not living. That is not living. You know, it's just not. And y'all wonder why you be in these relationships with people and it's not working out. You know, because that's all y'all got in common is sex. I mean, that's pathetic. That's pitiful. If all you have in common with somebody is some sex, then that's just bad. You're messed up. You need to get out of that situation and do some reevaluation and take a self inventory and figure out, you know, what's going on within yourself, and you need to get them fleshly lust desires under control. And I'm gonna tell you the main thing that you need to do. If you're looking for love, real love, if you're looking for somebody to love you, you need to look up and turn your eyes towards heaven, to the Lord God Almighty, who loves you so much that not only did he give his only begotten son that he should be the sacrifice for your sins so that you can have a relationship with him, but he is also the loving, kind, and tender, merciful God who has let you wake up today and given you another day and another chance to repent and turn away. That's what that word means, repent. It means to turn away, do a U-turn. You were going south and now you want to turn around and go north and never go back south again. That's what repentance is. The Lord wants you to repent because you were going west and you need to go east and continue east and have a relationship with him and let him be the desire of your heart. You know, let his love heal you and surround you and encompass you and lead you and guide you and protect you and comfort you and be a friend to you. That's what a relationship with God is, but that's another topic for another day. But if you're looking for somebody to love you, I'm telling you, his name is Jesus Christ, and he loves you. And once you receive his love into your heart, you will not need any other love besides his love. You will realize how precious you are, and you will be changed by the love of God. I'm starting to digress. That's another topic for another day. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, going out on dates with a man and doing all that. I did all of that. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I could have a man if I wanted to. I could have about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them if I wanted to. Why? Because I have a vagina and I'm a woman. Okay? And it's like I said, people have sex with people they don't even know. So, no, it wouldn't be hard for me to have sex with somebody. Sex is like one of the most base and natural things that you can do. Animals do it. Animals do it. Monkeys do it. Cats do it. Dogs do it. Horses do it. Dolphins do it. Sharks do it. It's nature. You know, it's not a hard thing to do. You know, but mankind has taken it and put it up on this pedestal like it's something that should be worshipped, and it's not to be worshipped. You know, it's something that God gave a man and a woman to do, you know, to show their a husband. Let me go back. Not just a man and a woman, but a husband and a wife. Okay. This is how they share their intimacy with one another and not with three or four other people. It's between them two and them two alone. That's it. But anyway, I'm starting to get off topic. See, I'm setting the record straight. And I'm letting you know that I know what that's like. Oh, God. You can't sleep at night. You're lonely. And you want somebody to have sex with. You go find somebody to have sex with. They have sex with you. And then they don't talk to you no more. Don't call you. And then you just keep on repeating the cycle and repeating the cycle. And you're miserable. And you're not happy. I know. I've been there. I done that. Don't want that back. Wanted to be free from it. And I ain't gonna apologize for it. I ain't gonna apologize. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry that I'm not that way anymore. I have peace. I go to sleep at night and I sleep 6, 7, 8 hours straight. Don't wake up. Ain't worried about that. Ain't thinking about that. I am so glad that the Lord delivered me from that. Now, I'm finna get into the part about why I am not interested in sex. No, I'm not gay. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I don't have a sexually transmitted disease. I am in my right mind. I'm not crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm telling you, if I wanted to have sex, I could. But anyway, why am I not interested in sex? Okay, well, it's because it is because God, who loves me, God, who created the heavens and the earth, God, who has the power to breathe life into me, God, who has the power to breathe life into you, God, who made all that you see around you, the same God that used that power to do that, used that same power to take away my desires for sex. And that is the reason why I am not interested in sex. I'm setting the record straight because I'm tired of these people that I meet, mostly these men who think that they're God's gift to women. These men who think I'm supposed to want them just because they have a penis. Okay, or nowadays it's women too. Oh, I get sexually harassed by women too. So let me say this. I am sick and tired of these people who are attracted to me and then become offended when I am not attracted to them saying all these things about me that are not true. Okay, so no, I'm not gay. Have you seen me touch a woman, kiss a woman, anything like that? No. See, you're just mad because I don't want you. But just because I don't want you don't mean I'm gay. Okay? I'm not gay. Okay, watch this. What kind of sense does it make for me to say that fornication is sin and then I'm gay? Both fornication and homosexuality. Homosexuality is actually an abomination, which the definition of that word means a hated thing. So homosexuality is a hated thing before God. Okay, and a lot of people think that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah solely because of homosexuality, but no, it was because of both fornication and homosexuality. Because when you really think about it and get down to it, to the nitty gritty, okay, it is the heterosexual people, the fornicators, who are wicked and raping and molesting little girls and little boys and forsaking their children and abandoning their children and to go off with this boyfriend or this girlfriend who doesn't like their kids, that they love, you know, that they so much in love with this person that don't like their kids. Yeah, it's the heterosexual people doing that. You know, these fornicators, like I said at the beginning of the episode, sex everywhere around me, on the TV, on the radio, on billboards, in people's conversations. I can't escape it. And I hate it. I hate it. I don't want to hear it. I ain't interested in it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want nothing to do with it. Because in the end, all you reap is corruption. What did you really get outside of an orgasm? What did you really get from having sex with that person? Did they call you? No. Do they do anything for you? Did they buy you a hamburger? No. Would they give you $5? No. But yet you gave them the most intimate part of yourself. And you wonder why you don't have any peace. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I pray for these people, Lord Jesus. I just feel so sorry for these people, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, Lord Jesus. So, anyway, you know, I'm not interested in sex because of the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart. The Holy Spirit, which I received at salvation. Okay, God is not a liar, and he does promise to give those that believe and trust in him a comforter, which is another name for the Holy Spirit. He promises to give them the Holy Spirit to be a teacher and a friend and a comforter, you know. So I enter into this relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, the Trinity. Yeah, they're all here sitting on the throne of my heart. Okay, and so when God enters in, sin has to go, because sin can't be in his presence. But you say, oh, but you're still a sinner. Yes, I am still a sinner. And I do have sin in my heart. But the difference between before I came to know God and now that I know God, the difference now is that I'm not comfortable with sin. I'm not seeking to sin. Actually, I am convicted and I feel guilty if and when I sin. And I, on a daily basis, seek to be delivered from whatever sinful thoughts that I'm having. Oh yeah, and I have a lot of sinful thoughts. Now, you might look at me and not be able to see a sin and say, yep, that's a sin right there, what she's doing. But you can't see in my heart. You don't know what I'm thinking in my heart. In my heart, I'm telling you, I probably done cussed you out about 4 or 5 times. Now, I'm not condoning sin or cussing nobody out. I'm not trying to emulate you or get you to like me or relate to you, you know, when it comes to sin. You know, and why you're making all these excuses as to why you can't repent of your sin, because God loved me and grace and this and that and Old Testament this and that. You know, and that's from the Old Testament. You're living by the Old Testament. Oh, no, we're going to get to some New Testament stuff here in just a minute, where Jesus Christ himself says that fornication is evil. Yeah, it's in there in the New Testament. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. But yeah, you know, I'm not interested in it because of the work that the Holy Spirit has done in my life. And no, I don't think I'm better than you. What you see is the handiwork of God. Yeah, that's what you see. It ain't that I think I'm better than you. I think I'm better than nobody. I know my sin. I'm not going to tell you my sin, but I know my sin. I know the stuff that I think in my heart. See, you think that I think that I'm better than you because when you look at me, you don't see anything that you can accuse me of. And you're trying to find some kind of ammunition because you think it's a competition or whatever. But I ain't competing with you. I'm telling you, I'm setting the record straight. I'm not interested in sex. And no, it's not because there's something wrong with me. And no, I'm not gay. And no, it's not a competition. I am living for God. The person that you see is the person that I am. This is who I am. And I am not going to change. I'm not going to change. This is who I am. Now, that other person, she is dead and she is gone and she is buried with Christ. And I am born again. I am resurrected with Christ, born again. You know, this is scripture I'm talking to you about, New Testament. Now, let's talk about how in the New Testament, not the Old Testament, the New Testament, Jesus Christ himself says that. And it's a whole theme in the Bible. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different verses or passages or scriptures in the Bible, whatever you want to say. 11 different passages in the Bible is more than that, but I picked out 11. Okay, so it is a theme in the Bible that having sex outside of marriage, which is fornication. Fornication is having sex outside of marriage, and God condemns that. And ain't nothing you can say or do about it. Ain't no making no excuses for it, because Jesus has suffered and bled and died and went to hell for you and took the keys of death and hell from the devil and rose again so that you could be free from that sin. If you just receive his spirit into your heart, you will be free from the bondage of sin and death. Yes, you will. Because if God can make a day, he can change the desires of your heart. Oh, yes, he can. My God is all powerful. Now, I don't know what other kind of God these other people was talking about that they worship that ain't got no power to change their life. But my God is an awesome God. He's an all-powerful God. He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. And he can, man, I'm telling you. He can do it. Yeah, and he will. But you gotta want it. But anyway, let me get to these Bible verses. So you can see, because I know you ain't listening to me. You say, man, she crazy. She don't know what she talking about. She lying and she this and this. She that. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The Lord told me that people were going to say such things about me. The Lord has told me in the Bible that I'm going to be persecuted for the gospel's sake. And not living in fornication is a part of the gospel. Now let me get to these Bible verses so that you can see and know for yourself that, yeah, this is coming from the Lord. The same Jesus Christ that the world claimed to worship and love so much. Jesus Christ is saying this, okay? So we're going to start out with Matthew chapter 15 and verse 19, okay? So Jesus is speaking here in verse 17. I'm going to start to say, do not ye yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out in the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, there it is, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Ended at verse 20. Now you heard the Lord say that, you know, fornication defiles the man. Okay, well, you say, well, you know, God is loving and God gives grace. I'm telling you, he ain't going to bless no fornication. You're going to reap corruption. You keep on living in fornication because that's his order. That is his order. Okay? Watch. Here we go again. In Mark, verse 20, 21, 22, and 23 out of chapter 7. Mark 7. Verse 20 through 23, it says, and this is Jesus speaking, by the way, since you want to talk about some Old Testament, I'm talking to you from the New Testament. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. You heard it from the Lord. Okay. Still questioning, huh? You still got some excuses. Oh, well, God loves me and God forgives me. Okay, I'll tell you what. Your parents loved you too. I mean, okay, well, if you got kids and you love your kids, do you let your kids disrespect you and talk to you all crazy and hit you and do anything to you and then reward them with a brand new bike? No, you do not. You punish them. So we are all God's creation. And he has set some things in order and set some rules into motion. And if you disobey and get out of line, he is going to chastise you. I don't like it, love it, hate it. It don't matter. He is going to judge you because he is a righteous God. And he made the rules. And you are not going to tell him what his ordinances and his statutes are. No, you're not. You try if you want to, but fail, you're gonna fail. All right, let me go over here to let me see which verse I want to get into. I mean, there's so many. There's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 13, verse 18. Okay. There's Galatians in chapter 5 and 19. Yeah, let's look at that. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. Okay. Watch this. Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 16. I'm going to read 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 22. I'm going to read all the way down to 24. So, let's see. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, trying to be like other people, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, lies about God,